Flint looks to Lansing for lessons in lead line replacement. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Flint's mayor, Karen Weaver, says she doesn't want to waste any time getting rid of the city's old lead service lines. It's those lines, which bring water from the main to your house, that have caused so much trouble in Flint. The city did not treat the water from the Flint River properly. That meant it ate away at those pipes and contaminated the water in many homes with lead. Lansing launched one of the nation's most ambitious lead line replacement programs about a dozen years ago. Sarah Hewlett reports that city has some lessons for Flint.
Since it started the work in 2004, Lansing has taken out more than 13,000 lead service lines. That's Dick Pefley. He's the general manager of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. So they retooled their process. Pefley stands outside a house on the east side of the city where a jackhammer is punching a hole in the street. They'll also dig a hole where the shutoff valve is. Then they'll go into the house, take out the water meter, and snake a cable through the old lead line. Lansing's approach helped it cut the time and the cost of replacing those lines by at least half. And that's important for Flint. City officials think they'll need to replace about 15,000 lines, and they want to do it in a year. And that is where Lansing and Flint are very different. That's Lansing Mayor Virge Brunero. Lansing could take its time replacing lead lines because the water was otherwise pretty safe. That's not the case in Flint. So last week, the mayor there, Karen Weaver, announced a plan called Fast Start. She wants to get started immediately. But there's a lot that's unknown about Flint's lead service lines, and they're not minor details. The city doesn't really know how many there are or where they are. An infrastructure study is expected to get underway soon to figure those things out. But in the meantime, Weaver says they'll start work on high-risk households first. That includes homes with kids under six, children with elevated lead levels, and pregnant women.
And we have enough money to go ahead and get started with that. We're waiting for some more, but we won't wait on that.
Governor Snyder has asked the legislature to approve $25 million for lead service line replacement. Weaver says the city needs more than twice that to do the work. In the meantime, experts say no one in Flint should drink unfiltered tap water, no matter what test results say about their lead levels. That's because the water system is so compromised, lead flakes could come out of people's taps basically anywhere, at any time. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.
Special thanks to Lindsay Scullin for her help reporting this story. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.